Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
We are now Be'ezes Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Before we start the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, I would like to go back for a few minutes to the Gemara before and Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The Gemara brings down the following shaila bo menei Rav Sheish has kabonas oiver ol mishum bal tolin o ye'ein oiver ol mishum bal tolin. Omen kaina mishvach kui val val hi. I ain't a woman kind of mishpach quivus chirus he. Armor who have sheshes over, Vatanya no over, Hasam shemche, waitel chemini veitel shulchani. Argamar brings the following raya, name of Sayele, Nathan Talisa woman. Gomra, the idea, I feel me can, Vadasar yamim, ain't a over mishmal tolin. Nas no labor chatia yam, Misha shaka, all of chama, over, all of mishumbal tolin. Viamrit, woman kind of mishpach quia my over. The Gemara's deicha the raya by saying, Omar mori breeder of Kana. On that the Gemara asks, "Amayav on yalei uruchuchei, haynu shvachei, vaytzicha dakagri minei uvatushe bacha uvacha b'maasa." Now to explain this, our Gemara says that if we will say umin kainu mishvach kli, then the balbayis will not be over mishum bal tolin. I would first like to imakdim with the following hakdama. As far as this, that there is a mandomer who holds umin kainu mishvach kli. What type of a kinyan does the umin have mishvach kli? The Ksais HaChayshin and Simen Shinvav Sivkatan Dalet explains that the kinyan that the woman has b'shvach kli is not a kinyan gomer liyeis kishoi mamish, el k'tzas kinyan hu de'isli b'gavei l'kidushi isha. Just like we find that there is alacha b'alchayv kaina mashkin. And the b'alchayv does not own the mashkin l'gamri, but rather all the b'alchayv has in the mashkin is this that we say, that he owns the mashkin enough that he can be mekadesh an isha with the mashkin. And so too the kinyan that an umman has a shvach kli means that he owns a shvach kli enough that he can be mekadesh boyes ha'isha. The Ksais HaChayshin goes on to say that since etzem ha'kinyan ein yoyisem ribal chay b'mashkin mishum hachi yachal esal kay bal karchay. On the other hand, in the Goyin, in Simen Shinvav of Katan Ches, it is mashma that the Goyin understands this that we say umman kinyan shvach kli means that he has a kinyan gomer. And the Baal Bayis cannot be misalik the Umin Baal Karchai. And so too the Derei Chaim and Kedushan Samantes is Medayik from Rashi and Kedushan that from Chesaman Aleph. The Rashi and Kedushan that from Chesaman Aleph understands that the Kinyan that the Umin has a Shvach Kli is a Kinyan Gomer. Now if we are to understand that an Umin has a Kinyan Gomer b'Shvach Kli, then one can explain Pshat and Agmar very simply. By an Umin, the reason why one is not over Mishum Baal Tolin is because there is no Schiras taking place. All that is taking place is a regular Mekach or Memkar. And so too we find in Rashi, B'dira Maschol Umin Kain Mishvach Kli. The Rashi says, Ukshmach Ziru Lai Hareyu Kamoicho Yishvach Shehoye Lai Besoichai. Which is a Chay Rashi which he taught say in Kiddushan Daf Mem Chesem and Aleph as we mentioned before. But if we are to understand like the understanding of the Ksais, that the kinyan that the umin has b'shvach kli is not a kinyan gomer, but rather it is the same kinyan as a baal chayv has in a mashkin, then uchir we have a schiras. And if we have a schiras, what is pshat in this our Gemara says, that if we will say baal chayv kinyan mashkin, then the baal bayis is not over mishum baal tolin. Why is the baal bayis not over mishum baal tolin? So from the ktsais hachishon uchir one sees, as the ktsais brings down in Simonai in base of Katan Chav Gimel, that the Ksais in Simonai in Beis quotes the Ritva in Kedushan Daf from Chesem and Aleph, that the Ritva brings the following raya, that an Umin does not have a Kinyan Mashkin in the object in which he is working with. The Ritva says, V'hocha nami mashma damin and hasam nischira shesha mashkin einai oiver mishum bal tolin. V'u Umin amandam einu mekainu shvach kli oiver oa bal bayis mishum bal tolin. Kedekayim one beperaka mekabo. So from this, our Gemara says that if we are to say that Umin is not kainim mishvach kli, then the Baal Bayis will be over mishum bal tolin. The Ritva proves that an Umin is not kainim kinyan mashkin. Had the Umin been kainim kinyan mashkin, then the Baal Bayis would not be over mishum bal tolin. So from the Ritva, one clearly sees that all one needs is a mashkin in order for us to say that one is not over mishum bal tolin. And therefore one can say that even if the kinyan that an Umin has mishvach kli, according to Mandama, the Umin is kainim mishvach kli, is only kinyan mashkin, and kinyan mashkin itself is enough, we should say, that one is not over mishum bal tolin. This that the Ritva quotes a Gemara, that the Gemara says, chira sheish ha mashkin ein over mishum bal tolin, which as a Ktseis HaChayshin and Simonai Beis asks, chira, we do not have such a Gemara. According to the Ktseis HaShita and Simon Shinvav, chira, the Gemara that the Ritva is referring to, is this that our Gemara says that if we are to say Umin Kain Mishvach Kui, then one is not even Mishamal Tawin. And again, the Kinyan that an Umin has Mishvach Kui is only Kinyan Mashkin. And still one is not even Mishamal Tawin. So from our Gemara, one sees that Tzchivos Sheyeshua Mashkin Einu Oiver Mishum Bal Tawin. This that we say, that Tzchivos Sheyeshua Mashkin Einu Oiver Mishum Bal Tawin, is a chayr because since there is a mashkin, the mashkin itself is considered kipiroyin, as we find in the Ksei Sacheshin and Simen Shin Vav Siv Katan Gimel. And since it is chashav kipiroyin, for that reason one is not over mishum bal talin. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara says the following halacha, that even according to Mandamaru holds, that Omen is not kaina mishvach kli, and therefore one is over mishum bal talin. In order to be over mishum bal talin, one needs nasnalai. One needs that the Umin gave the Chefetz back to the Baal Bayis. As long as the Umin did not give the Chefetz back to the Baal Bayis, even if he told him that the Chefetz is ready to be picked up, still the Baal Bayis will not be over Mishum Baal Tolin. Now, L'chayr, one can explain the Pshat in this, our Gemara says, that one needs Nasnalai in order to be over Mishum Baal Tolin in one of two ways. Either one can explain this, that one needs Nasnalai, is because without Nasnalai, as long as the Chefetz is still by the Umin, we consider the Chefetz as a Mashkin by the Umin, and therefore one has Allah of Schiros Sheyeshua Mashkin, Eini Oiver Mishum Baal Talin. Or one can explain Pshat in this, our Gemara says, that one needs Nasnalai in order to be Oiver Mishum Baal Talin, because Kol Zman Shoy Nasnalai, as long as the Chefetz is still by the Umin, we say, Da Dayin Loi Higi Azmanai, that the time of Piroyin did not yet come, the time of Piroyin, this, that the Baal Bayis and Mokhiyu to the Umin, is dependent upon the Umin giving the Chefetz back to the Baal Bayis. Only at that point does the Baal Bayis become a Chuyiv to the Umin, and therefore Baal Tawin is dependent upon the time that the Baal Bayis becomes a Chuyiv to the Umin. Now, if we are to explain that the Kinyan that the Umin has a Shvach Kui is only a Kinyan like a Mashkin, and based on the Kinyan Mashkin, we will say the Baal Bayis is not over Mishum Baal Tawin. From here, one sees that once we have that Kinyan, it is already Nechshav Kipiroin, and since it is already Nechshav Kipiroin, even once the Mashkin is returned to the Baal Bayis, but still the Baal Bayis will not be over Mishum Baal Tolin. And therefore one cannot explain Pshat in this, our Gemara says, that one needs Nasnalai. Because as long as the Chefetz is by the Umin, it is considered like a Mashkin. Since had that been the case, even La'achar Shanasnalai, one would not be over Mishum Baal Tolin. So if we are to explain Pshat in this, our Gemara says, that one needs Nasnalai, is because as long as the Chefetz is by the Umin, it is considered like a Mashkin, then one will have to say, this our Gemara says, that based on Mekhine Mishvach Kuid Baal Bayis is on Oivim Mishum Baal Tolin, is as we mentioned before, Beshitas Rashi, that the Kinyan, that the Umin has a Shvach Kui, is a Kinyan Gomer, and therefore there is no Schiris taking place whatsoever, but rather, we have a Mekach Umemkar. This we differentiate by Mashkin, between as long as a Mashkin is by the Umin, and when the Mashkin was returned to the Baal Bayis, is because as long as the Mashkin is by the Umin, it is not considered Itcha. And the Pasuk says, V'yisoin pula socher Itcha. But still we do not consider the Mashkin as if an actual Piroyin took place. According to the Ritvan, the Ktseis, we mentioned before, that as long as there is a Mashkin on this Chiros, then the Baal Bayis will not be over even after the Mashkin was returned to them. And one has to explain Pshat in this, Vargamar says, that one needs Nasnalai in order to be over Mishum Baal Tolin. As Ksei Sachishin explained in Simon Ayin Beis, like the second Sada we mentioned before, that we say, Adayin Oigia Zman Iqual calls Man Shoi Hich Sewey Akwi. And this Man Achiev is dependent upon the Chazor Asakwi. In the Ramban in Shfuas Navchav Zayin Amad Aleph, we find that the Ramban is Miyashiv, the Sheet of the Gainim. The Sheet of the Gainim is this that we say, that by Malval Hamashkin, the Loive is Nishpa B'Nikitas Chefetz. The Rishonim ask on the sheet of the Gainim from this that we learned that as long as the Talos is B'Yad HaUmin HaBaal Bayis or Havi Raya, which is Mashma, the Umin does not have to make a Shvua. The Ramban answers the Kasha by saying as follows, Doi Domi Ischiris V'Shara Tainis V'Loi Mi Boyo Mandomer Umin Kainim Ishvach Kui Diketoin Al Gufei Shal Mashkin Domi. In other words, the Ramban says that if we are to say Umin Kainim Ishvach Kui, then one can answer the Rishonim's kasha by saying that since Umin Kainim Ishvach Kui, for that reason the Tain V'Nitton is about the Talis. And since the Umin is holding on to the Talis, for that reason Al Baal Bayis Haviray and the Umin does not have to make a Shvua. So from the Ramban one sees that the Ramban explains, the Breis of Talis B'Yad HaUmin is referring to a case that there was Shvach, and therefore one can have the Halacha of Umin Kainim Ishvach Kui. The Ktseis asks the following Tmiya on the Ramban. How can the Ramban explain Pshat in the Braisa and Shfuas, that the Braisa and Shfuas is referring to a case that there is Shvach, and for that reason one can apply the halacha of Omukrein of Shvach Kli. If so, what is Pshat in that the Braisa goes on to say another halacha? Nos noe bezmane nishba venoito, over zmane hamoiti me chavere over aya. This that we say over zmane hamoiti me chavere over aya, and the woman cannot be nishba venoito, is based on this that there is a chazak of ein baal bayis over beval tolin. If we are referring to a case that there is Shvach, and for that reason there is halacha of Umman Kreinim Shvach Kui, then there is no halacha Baal Tolin. And even achar zmani, the halacha should be nishba v'neitel, that the Umman should be able to make a shvua and be able to be neitel from the Baal Abayis. This is the kasha that the Ksesa Choshen and Simon Shinvavs of Katan Gimel asks on their Ramban. So to answer this kasha, we find that the Ksesa says the following teretz. The Ksesa answer is based on this, how we find that our Gemara says that the case is the Kagri Mine of a Tushe Bicho Vicha Bemoasa. Now to explain this, our Gemara says that the case was the Kagri Mine of a Tushe Bicho Vicha Bemoasa. We find that Rashi explains that he was Seichirim Ba'ad called Richa Bemoa Ben Yashbiach Ben Lo Yashbiach. And since he hired him and he told him that I'll pay him a ma for called Richa Ben Yashbiach Ben Lo Yashbiach, for that reason one has Baal Talin. The Ksais goes on to say, even though Al Atzah that there will be Shvach, then the woman will be kohen b'shvach based on the halacha of a kohen b'shvach kli, but still one will be oyver b'val tolin. Since this, the one is not oyver b'val tolin, is only because there is no schiras taking place, but rather what is taking place is a mekach u'memkar. If he hired him ben yashpiach or ben way yashpiach, what is taking place is a schiras. Therefore, even if one will have a kohen b'shvach kli, still one will be oyver b'val tolin. And so to Achira, one sees in Rashi of a command of Sadi Tesamad Aleph, that even if we will have a kohen b'shvach kli, but still, as long as what is taking place is a schiras and not a mekach u'memkar, one will have the isra baal tolin. For that reason, the Ksais goes on to say this, that the Ramban explains that the Braisa is referring to a case that there is Shvach, is because the Ramban understands that even if there is Shvach, but still one can have baal tolin, as long as what is taking place is a schiras. For that reason, one will have the loch of the safe of the Braisa. The lachar's manai, we will say hamoitzi mechaveroi of haraya, and he will not be able to be nishba v'neitzel. But again, as Ksais goes on to say, this is only if we are to understand pshat in our Gemara, that this, that umel kainish v'achui is a reason why one is not eva v'al tolin, is because what is taking place is a mekachum emkar. If we are to understand this, that one is not eva v'al tolin according to mandam umel kainish v'achui, is because it is considered as if he was paid up with the kinyan that the umel has in the shvach, then the fact that there is a schiras taking place will not be mailo merid. Still, since we have a piroyin with this, that the woman was kina a kinyan in the shvach kli, that itself will be a reason one is not oyev b'val tolin. And therefore, according to this mahalach, one has to say pshat, and this our Gemara says, d'kag yimnei v'tushe b'cho v'cho masa, as Tosfos explains pshat in our Gemara. The one is oyev b'val tolin on the first b'cho, since the first bitch is not mashpiach, whatever he's being baitish. And therefore the Baal Tolin is as far as the first bitch is concerned, since the first bitch one does not have shvach, and therefore one will not have umin kaine b'shvach kli. From Rashi on the other end, and so too from the Ramban Ochir one sees, Rashi and the Ramban both understand that this, that based on kaine b'shvach kli, one is on Eber Baal Tolin, is only because what is taking place is a mekach u'memkar and not a schiras. Now, let us go on to the next sugya. The Gemara refers back to this that we learned in our Mishnah. Socher bezmanei nishba v'neitzel. Over zmanei, einu nishba v'neitzel. The Gemara explains that really the shvua was the shvua of the Baal Bayis. Valkuru abonu shvua the Baal Bayis v'shod yu'a socher mishum k'tei chayiv de socher. On that, our Gemara asks, u'mishum k'tei chayiv de socher maf sadanu leo Baal Bayis. Our Gemara answers by saying, Baal Bayis kufi nichoi de mishtaba socher v'shoko keichi de liskru olei poyalim. Our Gemara asks, socher gufi nichoi de mishtaba Baal Bayis v'ipoka keichi de lagru. Our Gemara answers by saying, Baal Bayis al korchei ogir. Our Gemara asks, socher nami bal korchei isker. Our Gemara answers by saying, el Baal Bayis tori b'poyalim ho. That the reason why they were oikir the shvua from the Baal Bayis, and they let the socher be nishba, is because Baal Bayis is tori b'poyalim. On that, Agamari asks, Yehachi neisivoi beloi shvua. Agamari answers, Kadei wahafis daite shabal abayis. Now to explain pshat in this, Agamari asks, Yehachi neisivoi beloi shvua, we find the tremendous machoikis harishainim. The Ramban and other Rishonim explain Pshat and the Kash of our Gemara as follows. This our Gemara asks, Leisvei Boi Shvua is also Mitakanta, just like Rabbanu Mesakin. And Mishum Kedei Chayev Shol Poyo. If the Poyo gets with a Shvua, Rabbanu Shem Mesakin that the Poyo should be able to get Mishum Kedei Chayev without a Shvua. Our Gemara answers by saying, Kedei Wahafis Daite Shol Balabayis. Tosfos on the other end explains Pshat and the Kash of our Gemara as follows. This our Gemara asks, our Gemara means to say Leisvei Boi Shvua Midina, not just Metakanta. As Tosfos goes on to explain that since the Baal Bayis is Tor B'Poyelov, it is considered as if he is Eini Edeya. An Eini Edeya and Praticha is Chayiv, and therefore the Poyel should be able to take without a Shvua. Our Gemara answers by saying Tehu HaHafis Daite Shal Baal Bayis. According to Tosfos, it comes out, the Maskanas HaGemara, this that a Poyel takes is Meikar Adin. Just this, that the Poyel has to make a Shvua in order to take his only Mitakana. Since Meikar Adin, he should be able to take without a Shvua. Rabbanon or Mesakin, that he should make a Shvua Kedei Lahafis Daite Shal Baal Bayis. On the other hand, according to the other Rishonim, this that the Poyel takes is only Mitakonas Chachamim Meikar Adin, the Poyel should not be able to take. And this that the Poyel takes with a Shvua is only Mitakonas Chachamim. Just Mitakonas Chachamim would have said that so too a Poyel should be able to take without a Shvua. This, the Mitakonas Chachamim, the Poyel can only take with a Shvua, and the entire Takana was that the Poyel takes with a Shvua is Kedei Lahafis Daita Yishal Baal Abayis. In the Rambam in Perek Yudalef Milchas Chiyus HaChazayin Ulchei, one sees that the Rambam explains Pshat in our Gemara, like the Shita of Tosfos, that this that the Poyel takes is Me'ikar Adin and not just Mitakonas Chachamim, and the Takana is only as far as this that the Poyel has to make a Shvua. Now, one can ask the following Tamiya on the Shita of Tosfos and the Rambam, from this that we find in the Gemara and Shavuos, and that from Vavim and Aleph. That the Gemara and Shavuos says that as far as the Takana that the Sacher makes a Shavuah in order to be able to take, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we will say, Atakanta, Atakanta, Loyavdinon. Well, according to Tosfos, one has to understand, where is the Takanta, Atakanta? This that the Poyel takes is because the Poyel has a right to take Mikra Adina, not just Mitam Takana. So to answer this kash, we find that the Tumim and Simim Pei Tes of Katan Yud says as follows, that the Gemara in Shavuos Nachman Vav is Chilek, and the Gemara in Shavuos Nachman Vav understands that a Poyel does not take Mikra Adin, but rather a Poyel only takes Mitam Takana, and for that reason we will say Takanta Takanta Le'avdinon. In other words, the Tumim explains that there is a Machlekes HaSugyas if the Tumim has the right to take Mikra Adin, or the right of the Poyel to take his only Mitam Takana. But if one was carefully in Tosfos and Shavuos Nachman Tesim and Aleph Ulchei, one sees that Tosfos understands that even Umaskonas HaGemara and Daf Mevav, but still this that a Poyel has a right to take is Me'ikar Adin. So again, one has to understand Pshat and Tosfos. If one clearly sees in the Gemara and Daf Mevav that this that a Poyel takes b'Shvua is considered a Takana, and therefore we will say Takanta Takanta Le'avdinon. And so too one can ask from our Gemara itself. Our Gemara explains that takonais kavui shanu kana kurabanu shvua mi baal bayis v'shadua asacher. Vachir, according to the Shita of Tosfos and the Rambam, the shvua has nothing to do with the baal bayis whatsoever. Me'ikar Adin, the Poyel has the right to take the money, just Rabbanu were mesakin that in order for him to take the money, he has to make a shvua. So to explain pshat and answer these kashas according to Tosfos, Vachir, one has to say as follows. The one Rabbanu were mesakin is shvua k'dei l'hafis daitei shal baal bayis. Rabbanan said that Kedei Lahafis Daitei, they took away his right to take Mikra Adin, and now the Poyel's right to take is only Bishvua. And since he is taking Bishvua, for that reason we will apply the Halacha of Takanta Takanta Le'avdinon. Since now that he is taking, he is only taking Mitakonas Chachamim. He is no longer taking Mikra Adin. And so too, for that reason, there is a makom to say that the Baal Bayis should be Nishba. That is Zochira. The Mahalach B'Shitas HaTosfos V'Rambam. Now getting back to the Shita of the Ramban and the other Rishonim who explained Pshat and the Kash of our Gemara, this our Gemara says, Leisvei Boi Shvua is also Mitakonas Chachamim. The Mitakonas Chachamim, Mishum Kedei Chayev Shal Poyel Rabbanan Shemisakin, that the Poyel should be able to get his Chayar without making a Shvua. Our Gemara answers that the Shvua is Kedei Lahafis Daitei Shal Baal Abayis. Now according to this Mahalach of the Rishonim, the entire Takana was that the Poyel only has a right to take with a Shvua. On the other end, in the Ran, one sees that the Ran understands this Mahalach of the Rishonim differently. The Ran makes the following diyuk. From this that the Braita says that by Nisan Talisa will Umin, Bizman Sha Talas Fiad Umin, Albal Bayas Vaviraya. From here the Ran is Mataik that the Umin is Naito Beloy Shvua. And as long as Baal Bayas is not being a right, then the Umin is Naito Beloy Shvua. The Ran goes on to explain this that the Umin is Naito Beloy Shvua is based on this that one sees in our Gemara. That in Tari Shvua is Rakwa Hafes Daito Shabal Bayas. And therefore the Ran goes on to say, Kan Shemachzer Atalas V'yodei Hareyum V'fuyis V'imid. And therefore the halacha be that he will be neito that is shvua. So from the Ran one clearly sees that even according to this Malach of the Rishonim, there were two takonis. First of all, there was a takona that the Pail has a right to take, Mishum Kedei Chayev Shol Pail. And then there was a second takona that Kedei Hafiz Daite Shabal Bayis, he has to make a shvua. But wherever we do not have to worry about the Pius Daite Shabal Bayis, then the Pail can be neito by shvua based on the first takona. That is what one sees in the Ran as far as how to explain Pshat in this Mahalach of the Rishonim. Now, let us go on to the next sugya. In our Mishnah, we find the following halacha: Malves chaveiro loy mashkenenu el bebeistin, v'yikones bebeisa lito mashkenu shenemer b'chutz tamid. Now, here one can ask the following shayla on the Tana of our Mishnah. Why did the Tana of our Mishnah explain that the makar v'yikones bebeisa lito mashkenu is based on this that the Pasuk says b'chutz tamid? Which is only in Asay L'chayr the Tana should have picked the lav of Oisavei El Beisei Lavei Tavoitoi. In Rashi we find the Rashi explains this that our Mishnah says Oikonis El Beisei B'gmorah Meforesh B'man Koi. Rashi is referring to this that we find in our Gemara that there is a Machlekes Tanoim if a Shrech Beisin is allowed to be Nechnas El Beisei Shal Aloivel Amashkenei or not. As our Gemara brings down the following brisa, Shulch Beisin Shabal Mashkenu Oikonis Obeisei Omashkenu Elo Imi Bachutz Valo Moiti Oi Mashken Shnemer Bachutz Tamei Veloish Vetani Idach Balchev Shabal Mashkenu Oikonis Obeisei Omashkenu Elo Imi Bachutz Valo Nechnas Omoiti Oi Mashkenu Shnemer Bachutz Tamei Ushulch Beisin Shabal Mashkenu Hareza Nechnas Obeisei Omashkenu. So according to the Tana who holds that even the Shulch Beisin is not allowed to be Nechnas Oveisei Omashkenai, which is based on this that the Pasuk says V'chutz Tamid V'Oish, then one can explain Pshat and the Tana of our Mishnah very simply. And the Tana of our Mishnah is coming to Mechadish that even the Shulch Beisin is not allowed to be Nechnas Oveisei Lito Mashkenai, which is based on this that the Pasuk says V'chutz Tamid. And as far as Shulch Beisin is concerned, there is no Lav. One only has the Hasei of V'chutz Tamid. On the other hand, if we are to hold like the Tana, who says the Isser Vaikonis Abeisei is only referring to the Malva himself, as Shulch Beisin is allowed to be Nechnas Abeisei Shalalevo Amashkenai. And our Mishnah is referring to the Malva, that the Malva cannot be Nechnas Abeisei. Again, one can ask, what is Pshat in this that the Tana of our Mishnah picked that the Makar for this Isser is based on this that the Pasuk says Bachutz Tamid? Well, as far as the Malva himself is concerned, one has a lav, and so too one can ask. On this, our Gemara brings down Tanya Idach. Achayv shbal machne leikonis lebeis el mashkenei lo ime bachutz. Shenemer bachutz tamid. What happened to the lav? So to answer this kash, we find that the Chiddush Harim says the following teretz. That the Tana of our Mishnah is coming to Mechadish. That there is an Isser even to be nechnas lebeis el mashkenei midaitei shal haloive. Even in such a case, that the loive agrees to give a mashkin, but still there is an iser likonis obeisei lito mashkenai. And the iser is not based on the pasuk of oisavei obeisei, since as far as the pasuk of oisavei obeisei is concerned, the iser of oisavei obeisei is only bal korchei shaloive. Midaitei shaloive is not included in the iser of oisavei obeisei. This, that there is an iser even midaitei shaloive, is only an iser asei, based on this that the pasuk says bachutz tamid. And that is the chiddush of the Tana of our Mishnah, that even midaita shalayva yikonis abeisei lito mashkenish and ne'emar bachutz tamid. The Chiddush Harim goes on to say, this that one can say, that as far as the lav is concerned, the lav is not referring to a case that the loiva agrees to give the malva a mashken, but rather the lav is only referring to a case. He is coming to him a mashken as halayva bal korche shalayva, is itself dependent on this machlokes hatanoim, if there is an iser for shriach based in ikonis obeisei. If we are to understand that there is an iser for shriach based in ikonis obeisei shalaleve, then the iser has nothing to do with the fact that the mashkin is taking place by korche shalaleve, but rather the iser is an iser ikonis obeisei wa mashkinai, which will apply even to a case that the lever agrees to give the malva mashkin. On the other hand, if we are to understand
But the Isser is only for the Malva himself, we call it a Beisai, and there is no Isser for Shvech Beisdin. Then the Yisayid HaIsser for the Malva himself, we call it a Beisai, is an Isser, Dwaywa Ovid, Dino, and Avshe, Beveisai, Shoa Oiva. And for that reason, Shvech Beisdin is not included in the Isser, and for that reason, so too we will say, that Midaite, Shoa Oiva, there is no Isser of Oisave or Beisai. That is how the Chdush HaRim explains Pshat in our Mishnah according to the Mandomer, who understands that the Isser is only an Isser for the Malva Yukonis HaBeisai, and there is no Isser for Shvech Beisdin Yukonis HaBeisai. But as the Chedush HaRim brings down, in the Torah we find that the Torah brings down from the Ramah the following Chiddush. The Torah says, Damidaite Shalveva, there is no Isser whatsoever. And even as far as Aseh Bachot, if the Weva agrees to give the Malva Mashkin, then one does not have the Isser Aseh Bachot Tamayt. And therefore, the halacha of our Mishnah can only be referring to Baal Karchai. And if the halacha of our Mishnah is referring to a case of Baal Karchai, again, one has to understand what is shat in this. At the time of our Mishnah, it explains that the Makara Iser is from the Aseya B'chutz Tamid, and not from the Lav of Isave or Beisei. Our Gemara brings down the following halacha of Shmuel. Omer Shmuel Shvech Beisdin Min Tach Netu Chayin Avo Mashkune Lai. On that, our Gemara asks, "Vatnana malves chaveri loy mashkenenu ela bebeistin, mechval the bebeistin bemashkenin, amru Shmuel, ema loy natchenu ela bebeistin." Now, to explain the isnituach, even though he's being minateach chutz lebeisai, we find a tremendous machlokes. Tosis explains that the isnituach is only in iser drabanon gezeira shema yikonis lebeisai. On the other hand, as the Torah is medayik from the Rambam, and so too from the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, this man, Tesis Yontep, both say that according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, the Isser being minateach chutzav beisin is an Isser deraisa. And the Isser deraisa is based on this, that the Pasuk says, Oisave o beisai. And beisai is lavdafka beisai. But rather, there is a chiddush that even beisai, not only is there an Isser, to be mintach natuche, but even to be nichnas beisai is also aser. This, how we differentiate between mintach natuche and being nichnas beisai, is only as far as a shirach beisin is concerned, since the makar for a shirach beisin is not from the pasuk of oisavi o beisai, but rather the makar for a shirach beisin is from this, that the pasuk says, b'chutz tamid v'o'ish. And therefore, as far as the Israel say, of b'chutz tamid, we differentiate between being nichnas beisai and standing b'chutz and being mintach natuche. The Isser for Shvech Beisdin is only if he's nichnas beisai, since with this that he's nichnas beisai, he's being avatal the asay of b'chutz tamid. According to the Shita of the Rambam and the Torah Shulchan Aruch, according to the explanation of the Sma and the Tesis Yontif, it will come out that there are two different Isurim. There is an Isser for the Malva himself to take a mashkin, and the Isser for the Malva himself to take a mashkin is only if he is taking a mashkin b'al korchei sho'aleva. And as far as taking a mashkin b'al korchei sho'aleva, that Isser will apply both to a case that he is nechnas abesai and to a case that he is mintach netuche. And then there is a second Isser which is based on this, that the pasuk says b'chutz tamid. And the Isser b'chutz tamid has nothing to do with taking a mashkin b'al korchei, but rather the Isser b'chutz tamid is coming to mechadish that there is a chiyuv to stand b'chutz and one cannot be nechnas abesai sho'aleva. Based on this mahalach, l'chir one can say the following chiddush. This that we find that the Torah brings down from the Ramah. That the Ramah says that the Isser is only b'al korchei sho'aleva, and there is no Isser midaita sho'aleva, is only l'alacha that we paskin that even a shvich beisin cannot be nechnas beisai. And according to the Mandomer, this we differentiate between a shvich beisin and the Malva himself is as far as mintach netuche is concerned. That a Malva has an Isser of Mintach Netuche, on the other hand, the Shvech Beisdin does not have an Isser of Mintach Netuche. This, that the Malva himself has an Isser of Mintach Netuche, is as the Sma explains. Since based on the Pasuk of Oisave or Beisei, we say that if he can't even be Nichnas the Beisei or Mashkenai, then for sure he can't be Mintach Netuche. But that is only if we are to understand that the Isser of Oisave or Beisei is an Isser to your Mashken the way the Baal Korchai. And therefore one can say, as the Sma says, that if there is an Isser to be nichnas beisai or mashkenai b'al korchei, then for sure there is an Isser of mintach netuche. But according to the other Mandamer, who understands that a shvich beisin is allowed to be nichnas beisai, and the entire halacha of oisavi al beisai, and the halacha b'chutz tamid, is only halacha as far as the malva is concerned, according to that Mandamer, there is no Isser of mintach netuche dereisa, and the entire Isser is b'chutz tamid. that he cannot be nichnas lefnim. And so too is mavur in our Gemara. Our Gemara brings the following raya: chinami mistabra de toni sefoi konis abeso ito mashkoinai. Mani, yuhema balchoib mereshish mamina, elav shuach beistin. The Gemara's deicha the raya by explaining pshat in our Mishnah as follows. Imishim hoayurya, hachi kamar malves chaveroi, woi mashkineno elababestin, machwal de abestin a mashkinen, u balchoib a fiuna tuche namiwai, shuai konis abeso ito mashkoinai. Which, as Taisus explains, and so to the Bach is Geirus Nar Gemara, and a tuchi namiloi gzeira shemi ikonis habesai. In other words, according to that mandomer, the iser mintach and tuchi is only because we are gzeir shemi ikonis habesai, but there is no iser deraisa mintach and tuchi. Once again, according to the mandomer, the iser of oisavi habesai has nothing to do with being memashkin bal karchai. And since the entire Isser is an Isser being nichnas habesai, for that reason the Isser mintach and tuche is only a gzeira shemi konis habesai. And since according to this Tana, the Isser of the Malva has nothing to do with the fact that the mashkin is taking place by karche shaloiva, for that reason one can explain this at the Tana of our Mishnah, brought that the makar for konis habesai is based on this that the pasuk b'chutz tamid, is because the Tana of our Mishnah is coming to Mechadesh, as he mentioned before, B'Shem the Chidush HaRim, that even Midaite Shalva, there is an Isser of Bachutz Tamid. From the Pasuk of Oisavi Obesai, I wouldn't necessarily have known that there is an Isser even Midaite Shalva, since I could have explained Pshat on the Pasuk of Oisavi Obesai to mean that there is an Isser to Yamashkin Baal Korche Shal Halva. It is the Pasuk of Bachutz Tamid, which is Megala, according to this Tana, on the Isser of Oisavi Obesai, that the Isser of Oisavi Obesai has nothing to do with the fact that he's being mamashkin bal korchei shaloiva, but rather there is an Isser to be nichnas habesai, and there is a chiyuv of bachutz tamid. In the Rambam in Perikim Omiyochis Gzeiro Vavid Halacha Tassayin, we find that the Rambam says the following halacha: Hachaytif mashkin yad aloiva shaloiva shaspeisna reza gazon afal pishu chayevoi. Vein tzar choy merim nichnas hateich beis chaveiro mishkinei shu gazon shenemer bachutz tamid. From the Rambam one sees the following chiddush, that this iser for the malva to be nichnas habesai shaloiva, and this iser for the malva to be mintach netuche, even outside the bais of the loiva, is not just an iser, but rather we consider the chaytif as a gazlan. This that the Rambam understands, that based on the iser of Yisavi Obesai, and based on the iser of Chutz Tamid, we consider the malva as a gazlan, is only according to the mandomer who holds that as far as the malva himself is concerned, there is an iser of mintach netuche, which, as Asma explains, b'shitas Rambam, the Rambam understands that such an iser is an iser deraisa, and the iser is an iser netilas mashkan bal korchei shaloiva. For that reason, the Rambam understands that the malva is considered a gazon, according to the other Tana, who understands that the entire iser is only an iser ikonis habesai, and as we explain, the iser is an iser ikonis habesai even midaitei shaloiva. Then the iser has nothing to do with gezeila, but rather it is an Isser Ba'oma. In the Ravid in Asagas we find that the Ravid argues on the Rambam, and the Ravid understands that a chaytif mashkim yalaweva shwebesh hasbeistin is not considered a gazlan. And even according to Maldomer, who holds that there's an Isser mintach and tuche, but still we do not consider the malva as a gazlan. In the Rambam in Perikim HaMilchus Malva V'loiva, Halacha Dalet, we find that the Rambam says the following halacha: Aver baal chay v'nichnas abeis haleva mishkanai, isha chotaf hamashkim yodei bezreya einei leike, shari nitek v'asei shenemer hashev tashev leis avid kevay ha-shemesh. V'moikiyah ma'asei shabak, agen shavad hamashkin in israf leike, u'mechashev d'rei hamashkin v'baylov v'tevei ha-shar bedin. From the Rambam one sees that the Rambam understands that this lav is a lav ha-nitek v'asei, and since this, that one is not leike, is only because the lav is a lav and itta klasei. For that reason, the Rambam goes on to say that if the mashkin was avarei nisraf, that he can no longer be mekayim the asei, then he will be leike. Once again, this that he is not leike, according to the Rambam, is only because it is a lav and itta klasei, and therefore needs the opportunity to be mekayim the asei. On the other hand, the Ravid argues, and the Ravid says, Amar Avram Shibo Shuzeh, Elam Nation is chayev b'achar yusek the kasivna le'el. In other words, the Ravid understands that the lav is not just the lav hanita klasei, but rather the lav is a lav hanitno tashumen. And since the lav is a lav hanitno tashumen, for that reason the Ravid understands that even if it was avad hamashkin nisraf, but still he will not be leike, since the lav is a lav hanitin matashumin. Now to explain pshat in the sheet of the Rambam, that the Rambam understands that this lav is only a lav hanitikwasei, and the lav is not a lav hanitin matashumin, we find that the Magen Mishnah explains pshat in the Rambam as follows. The Magen Mishnah says that das Rabbeinu hu shein ze lav shanitin matashumin, shari li osra teira ze machmas havkoas momen chaveroi, shari noitli bechivoi, ואין זה לגנף לגזון או גזירס הכוסף הויסה שלעסיס קודם דינו עצמי, ואין זה לב הניתן אותה שומן, שהלבב והמל ואין מחקוסן אחשה במומן, אבל לב שניתק לעשי, ומויקים העשי שבלויקה. In other words, the Magen Mishnah explains Pshat in the Rambam this, that according to the Rambam, the lav is not a lav aniton tashumen, but rather it is only a lav anitik lasei, is because the Rambam understands that the lav has nothing to do with gizela, but rather the lav is just this that we say, that he is aser laseis din laatzmai. And since the lav is not a lav of gizela, for that reason we do not consider the lav as a lav aniton tashumen. The fact that he is mechui v'shalom l'chaveri has nothing to do with the lav. This, that the Ravid argues, is a chayr because the Ravid understands that the lav is a lav of gzeila, and the lav is a lav of taking someone's money away. And therefore, according to the Ravid, the lav is a lav hanitin tashumen. But now, chayr, one can ask a seeming contradiction, both according to the Rambam and according to the Ravid. How can the Magen Mishnah say that the lav has nothing to do with gzeilas mamon, if one clearly sees in the Rambam and Hilchos Gzeila v'Aveda that the person that took the mashkin, the way midaite shaloyve is considered a gazlan? And so too one can ask a seeming steer in the Ravid, how can the Ravid say that the lav is a lav anitin tashumen, if according to the Ravid in Perkimo Melchus Gzeila v'Aveda, someone who is chaytif hamashkin, and someone who is nechnas abeisei shaloyve is not considered a gazlan? So here to answer the seeming steer b'shitas Rambam, one has to say as follows. But as we find in the Achrenim, every chayfetz is made up of two components. First of all, there is the guf ha-chefetz, which is the tangible object, and then there is the value of the chefetz, which is referred to as the meha chefetz. And when someone owns a chefetz, he owns both parts of the chefetz. He owns the guf ha-chefetz, and he owns the meha chefetz. But as we find by Rabbi Chanan and other achrenim, it is possible to own only one part, not the other part. It is possible to own the guf without the damim, and also it is possible to own the damim without owning the guf. Based on this, one can say, this, the Rambam says in Perakimo Mehochas Gzeila Vaveda, that we consider the Malva as a Gazon, is referring to the Dmei HaChefetz. As far as the Guf HaChefetz is concerned, he is not considered a Gazon. This, as far as the Guf HaChefetz, he is not considered a Gazon, can be explained based on the drasha that we find in the Gemara in Tmur Daf Zayin Amid Aleph, that the Gemara asks the following kasha according to Rava, who says, Kol Domer Rachmano Isabdi Avadoi Mahani. On Rava, the Gemara in Tmur asks, Ve'a Shavas Ha'avot, the Gemara answers by saying that there is a special drasha which teaches us the oven mahani, even if the mashkin was done be'eser. And therefore, even if he was a mashkin or be'eser, but still it is considered a mashkin, and it has all the halachas of a regular mashkin. And therefore, based on this drasha, the Rambam understands that as far as the guf hachefetz, since the guf hachefetz is considered a mashkin, he cannot be considered a gazon on the guf hachefetz, but rather he's only considered a gazon on the demei hachefetz. And since on the guf hachefetz he is not considered a gazon, for that reason this, that one is not like her, cannot be because a lav is a lav hanitin tashumen, since as far as the guf hachefetz is concerned, he is not a gazon. And therefore this, that one is not like her, is only because the lav is a lav hanitik lasei. That is a chira, how one can answer the seeming steer of Rishita Sarambam. Rebach Ber, in Berkha Shmuel and Ksuva Simon and Hay, answers the seeming steer of Rishita Sarambam with a different mahalach. Rebach Ber brings down the following mahalach b'shem Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim says that there are two dinim by a gazlan. First of all, there is an iser gzeila, and second of all, there is a chiyuve gzeila that a gazon is mechuyevin. And it is possible to have an iser gzeila without chiyuve gzeila. Just like we find by someone who is goinev amanasa mekat, that even though he is over on the lav of a geneva, but still the Ktzei Sachishin says in Sim Shimam Chesav Katan Aleph, that one is not chayeba insin. So in the Ktzeis one clearly sees that it is possible to have isuri gzeila without chiyuve gzeila. And so too we find by gzeilas karka, that according to the Rambam, by Gzeilas Karka, one is over on an Isser of Gzeila, even though he is not Nischai B'chiyuvei Gzeila. Reb Chaim goes on to say that so too by Mashkin. When someone takes a Mashkin Shloike Din, it is considered as if he's going of almanas omekat, since he is not taking it with hashumin, but rather he's only taking it as a mashkin, and therefore all one has is isur gzeila without chiyuv gzeila. And therefore, B'chaim goes on to say this, that the Rambam says in Perkim Melchus Gzeila v'Aveda, that we consider someone who is chaytev hamashkin as a gazlan is only as far as this, that someone who is chaytev hamashkin is over on the isra of gzeila. But as far as chiyuv gzeila is concerned, someone who is chaytev hamashkin does not have chiyuv gzeila, and for that reason, the lav is not considered a lav hanitim tashumin, but rather the lav is only considered a lav hanitik lasei. This, that a regular gzeila is considered a lav hanitim tashumin, is only because by regular gzeila one has chiyuv gzeila, and one has the chiyuv tashumin of gzeila, and for that reason, the lav is considered a lav hanitim tashumin. On the other hand, by mashkin, if someone is chaytev hamashkin shoy kedin, then one does not have chiyuv gzeila. For that reason, the lav is only considered a lav hanitik la'asei and not a lav hanitim tashumin. That is a teretz. The Baruch Berah brings down with Shem Chaim as far as how to answer the seeming steer b'shitas Rambam. In the Chazon Yecheskel, in Perek Yud Aruch HaGimel, we find that the Chazon Yecheskel brings down in other mahalach as far as how to answer the seeming steer b'shitas Rambam. The Chazon Yecheskel says that there are two halachas as far as chatifas mashkin is concerned. First of all, there is a halacha of someone's chaytif hamashkin, shaloi b'rshos beistin, and then there is a case of chatifas hamashkin b'rshos beistin. Beistin gave rishos to be chaytif the mashkin, but the rishos of beistin is only as far as a shriach beistin is concerned. The rishos of beistin will not work as far as the malva himself. The malva himself will still not be able to be chaytif the mashkin. And therefore the Chazon Yecheskel goes on to say that before Beistin gave Rishos, then if the Malva would go and be chaytif the mashkin, he would be considered a regular gazlan. And this is what the Rambam is referring to in Hilchos Gzeila v'Aveda. Rambam says a chaytif mashkin miyad aloyve shaloi b'rishos beistin areiz a gazlan. That is only if the chatifa was done shaloi b'rishos beistin. But if there is a rishos beistin, just it happens to be the rishos beistin only works for the shriach of beistin, in such a case, even though he is not allowed to be chaytif the mashkin, but still he is not considered a gazlan, since the only iser is mehilchas mashkin, and therefore the chiyuv chazara is not the regular chiyuv chazara of a regular gazlan, but rather the chiyuv chazara is a chiyuv chazara mehilchas mashkin, and for that reason, in such a case, the lav is only considered a lav hanitik lasei and not a lav hanitik tashumin. That is how the Chazon Yecheskel answers a seeming stira b'shitas Rambam. But still one has to understand how we to be me'ashev the seeming stira b'shitas ha'ravid. Again, the ravid understands that the lav is considered a lav hanitim atashumen. And on the other hand, the ravid understands that the person that was chaytif the mashkin is not considered a gazlan. So to explain pshat in the ravid, one has to say that the ravid is chiluk on the hanacha of the Magen Mishnah that we mentioned before. And the Ravid understands that in order to be considered a lav hanitim atashumen, one does not need that the lav should be considered a lav of gzela, but rather, even if the lav is not considered a lav of gzela, but still as long as one has a chiyav achrayis, that itself is enough for us to consider the lav as a lav hanitim atashumen. Now getting back to the Rambam that we mentioned before in Hochas Gzela v'Aveda, again the Rambam says, Achaytif mashkim yad alei v'ashwey v'shoh speis na reiz agazlan. From the Rambam one sees that based on the pasuk of Bachot Tamid, it is poshet that the Malvo was nichnas atoich beis chaveri u'mishkenei, that he is considered a gazlan. And being nichnas al beis u'mishkenei is more poshet than chatifas mashkin shaloi beveisei shalaleve. So from the Rambam one clearly sees that based both on the pasuk of a Sovi Obeisei, and based on the Pasuk of Bachot Tamid, we consider someone who is Chaytif Hamashkin, and someone who is Nichnas Obeisei Shalaleve as a Gazlan. That is the Shita of the Rambam. In the Gemara and Tmur that we mentioned before, again the Gemara asks that according to Rav, he holds the Avad Mahani, if Sovi Mishkanei Shalaleve Shos, we should say Avad Mahani. A Chayon can ask the following Kash as we find the Chdush Harim asks. Even though he was over and over with that he was Nichnas Obeisei, but now that he is bachutz, he should be able to be kind of the mashkin, and therefore we should not be able to say avadoi mahani. So if we are to understand like the shita of the Rambam and the Torah Shulchan Aruch that we mentioned before, that there is an iser deraisa even bachutz, and there is an iser deraisa mintach and tuche even bachutz, then one can explain this that the Gemara asks we should say avadoi mahani is because there is an iser even bachutz. But if we are to understand like the shita of Tosfos, that b'chutz there is no iser deraisa, then ulchira, what is pshat in this that the Gemara asks, that we should say avadoi mahani. There is no longer any iser. So to explain pshat and Gemara and Tamura according to the Shita of Tesis, one has to say as follows. That based on the pasuk of Yisavei al beisei lavei tavitei, there is an iser to be nichnas or bayis or tofsei, even if the zchiyah and the mashkin will take place once he is b'chutz. And therefore the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yaldi avadoi mahani, it cannot become a mashkin even b'chutz, since if it will become a mashkin b'chutz, he will be over in the iser v'yisavei al beisei lavei tavitei. But that is only again if we are to understand that the iser v'yisavei al beisei has nothing to do with the tefisa of the mashkin b'al korchei, which is a shita of Tesis, which for that reason Tesis explains that the iser mintach netuche is only a gzera, shema yikonis abeisai. And so too one can say this that we find in Shulchan Aruch. There is an iser yikonis abeis even to see if he has what to be mamashkin, is also based on the shita of Tesis that the iser v'yisavei abeisai and the aseya b'chutz tamid has nothing to do with the lav of gzela and has nothing to do with the tfis of the mashkin b'al korchei, but rather it is an iser to be nichnas v'beisai al das mashkin. For that reason, even if he is not actually a mashkin at the time of being nichnas v'beisai, but still one is over an iser. On the other hand, according to the mahalach of the Rambam, that the iser is an iser gzela, then the iser is an iser netilas mashkin b'al korchei, and the iser is not dependent upon this that he was nichnas v'beisai. That is the basis of the machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.